faith, same faith, right? Promotions come from God, right? I can tell you when I made senior, Chief, you know this because you looked at my records, right? You know what my records look like. I was in a gray zone, right? I made senior going on 2 years ago. And last decoration I received was in 2012, right? 2012 last decoration was a comm. Didn't even have an MSTM in my record, right? And I got promoted. Yep. There were 11 other people in the gray zone with me as well. Had the odds stacked against me, right? Because people tell you, you got to have these decorations. You have this decoration, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. But my faith in God and knowing that when God has something for you, there's not a devil in hell that can take it away.
Amen, brother. That's absolute right there. That's awesome. Yeah. I tell you, man, it's like you said before about when you're able to be vulnerable with your team, and it takes time too, right? Not to, you know, sugarcoat anything. You don't just go in there and tell people. Sometimes you can, but most cases with most humans aren't ready for all of that, right? Whatever that is for us, you know, and I can't go in and just tell them my story right off the jump, you know, about where I came from and all the abuse and all that other stuff, you know, that I've gone through in my life. But when you're more vulnerable with your team, and it goes back to what we were saying earlier about credibility, what I have found is that people, they, at first, you know, people are like, yeah, whatever, some people, but over time, when they see you're authentic, and you let your, and a lot of times people are afraid to talk about their faith too. And I wish they weren't. You know, we're inclusive in the Air Force. We're getting better at it. We haven't been the best overall, right? I think we're a good model or a good example for society. I think we do a lot of things right. Not everything perfect by any means, but you know, when we are inclusive and we share your faith and you share things like that, that's who you are. Right. And sometimes people just, a lot of times people don't do that. They're guarded, they're protected. And it really hampers their ability to lead and inspire. People aren't inspired by, yeah, they look at your records and it could be like, or your bio, as you said, that got sent out. Like, man, this senior mass aren't coming in as awesome, blah, blah, blah. But that only lasts for so long, right? And then they go start seeing the actions anyway. So to your point about being a highlight reel, only ESPN showing the highlight reel, they don't show all the times in the gym. It's like the bottom of the iceberg, right? Where it's got like, you don't see the top, but you don't see all the heartache, that, you know, the exercise, the late routines, all this other stuff, you know, goes into life. They don't see the in-between. So when you're there in person, they're looking for those in-between, the highlight reels, right? And absolutely, you don't inspire people by telling them, Joe Bogdan says it too, like, you don't inspire people being Superman. They might be impressed, but that don't inspire them. They got to see themselves in us, man. And so as leaders, man, I appreciate the kind of person that you are, the character that you have, because, you know, you just connect with people because you're approachable and you're authentic, right? So that's just the real stuff. But yeah.